Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time to do this. Just before we get started, I want to let y'all know that Julia is a patient of mine, and I've been working with her for a while, and she consented to share her experience with respect to utilizing the nutrition response testing, and I think getting her on the road to changing her life. Would that be fair?
I think that's an understatement, actually.
So how are you this morning, dear?
I feel just great, thank you.
Oh, that's great. I mean, who could not with this weather, huh?
Absolutely. It's been pretty amazing, given the spring that we've had.
Oh, my goodness. It's like not just a breath of fresh air, but, you know, a respite in what seems to be a siege of trying to maintain one's good nature in all of our rain. But let's get to the topic at hand. So how did you come to utilize nutrition response testing in the first place? I mean, what
started it for me actually was driving back from Seattle. I happened to hear your radio broadcast. And that led me to, and I didn't hear the first part, so I, you know, at the ending, I had to get the name of AccuNaturals, and then I went online to do a little research and searched the internet just about nutritional response training and health in general, and that led me to one of your seminars.
Aha. And talk about that. Was the seminar interesting to you? Was it worthwhile, and why?
Definitely. And the reason being is that everybody has different issues that they're dealing with. And I think that a lot of people, particularly those that would come to a seminar about diet and health, are searching for answers, maybe an alternative to what they've experienced in Western medicine in general. So it was really good just from the standpoint of everything was succinct. It was easy to understand. Everybody has sort of different issues, but they all sort of relate. And just hearing other people's stories as well as being able to share mine was enlightening. And then your responses, of course, were intriguing and helpful. So that caused me to do further research. And then by the end of the seminar, I was convinced that I was going to go in for an evaluation, and so I did shortly after the seminar.
So what did you hear? You know, you've said some really, you know, really inspirational things. What did you hear that got you inspired, to take action? I mean, to actually do something?
Well, I think that for me personally, it was the knowledge that I was on medication, had been for a long time.
How long?
In excess of 20 years.
Wow.
And, the handwriting was sort of on the wall that I knew as I got older that I would be increasing the dosage. At least that's what my doctor was telling me. And so...
He's right. He's correct.
I was looking for something else. And hearing you speak about, you know, how everything sort of ties into diet and sugar and other things, you know, really seemed like it was just the right information at the right time for me. I had kind of, my journey had sort of led me up to you, and you just kind of had the missing pieces for me.
And because you had done some other things. I mean, you weren't just sitting still. I mean, you were on medications because, of course, you were suffering, and you'll tell us what you were suffering from in a moment. But you were on these medications, and you had been looking for other things. I mean, did you try some other types of intervention?
Absolutely. And I had actually done my own personal detox some years back, trying to just wean myself off sugar, white flour, a couple of other things.
Yeah.
And it was a miserable experience. It took me, I would have to say, maybe 2 months to get to where I felt good. And I really felt bad in that interim. So that wasn't, that was something that I was sort of looking forward to with a little bit of concern, because I knew that that wasn't easy. At least it wasn't before.
Right. So that process of weaning yourself off the drug that, I refer to it as a drug, but and maybe you do too now.
Right.
Called sugar. was definitely uncomfortable. Now, had you tried working with any other types of natural therapies or supplements or vitamins or practitioners or anything?
Not with any practitioners, but I did a little research, and I did. I was at the time taking, when I did this detox, doing allergy shots.
Yeah.
Because where I lived in California at that time, I was allergic to everything. And I only got worse. I mean, and maybe you have to get a lot worse before you got better, but I thought, this is crazy. I felt horrible. I couldn't breathe. And so I weaned myself off the allergy shots. And then I went on this detox, but it was on my own.
Gotcha. And so you did all this research. You're a research gal. I remember that. And So you did all this research and you came to the talk and you think you found the missing piece at the talk. I mean, that was sort of what I heard you say. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. So that led you to do the nutrition response testing. What were you actually suffering from that was causing you to do all this research and work?
Well, I had asthma for one, not a severe case, but enough to where I had to do maintenance medicine, as I said, for over 20 years. And then I also had, I had developed an autoimmune, well, they call it an autoimmune disease, but it's the granuloma angular.
Okay.
And that doctor gave me kind of a steroid-type medication that I'd been on for a couple years.
Right.
And nothing was happening. It was just staying the same. And I didn't want to take the steroids. And the research that I did on that said that, you know, sometimes they go away spontaneously, sometimes they get worse.
And what was that for you? What was the actual symptom?
It looks like a rash on your hands.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Just want to make that clear for people, you know, because I try to take all the big words and boil them down and,
right.
and you know. Try.
Well, trust me, anybody that's listening that hears this, that has it, will definitely be interested because there's very few things that Western medicine does for it.
Yeah. And was the evaluation painful?
For with you?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Not painful. Oh, good.
No.
Not much intervention at all so far. So, what results so far? Talk about your experience there.
You mean going through the process?
Yeah, the process. So you've gotten the evaluation.
Right.
And then I found what we call barriers to healing, your food sensitivities, maybe if you have chemical challenges, metal challenges, active scars, or immune challenges, right?
Right?
And we found those things, and that's what provides the missing piece, the stuff that you've been looking for.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. And the one thing that I did want to say
sure.
is that the process itself, unlike previously when I tried to do it on my own, was absolutely painless. I am a talkaholic and I am a sugar addict. And as I've come to realize, I mean, obviously I was addicted to soy and a lot of other things too. But this withdrawal was absolutely painless. I was amazed at how easy it was.
And the reason that is, by the way, Julia, is because we are providing what the body needs, that missing piece, that information, the supplements that you're taking and the dietary changes you're making. So that the withdrawal symptoms are essentially being supported by the dietary changes and the supplements and the direction, right? I mean that's basically
exactly.
that's filling in that gap. Can you I believe a woman, Leanne, who has a question. Let's bring her in as well. Can we bring them both in, Nick? Because I think this is going to be helpful. All right, Leanne.
Hi.
Hi. You have a question. You're on with Julia.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Leanne.
She's a patient of mine, and she's sharing her experience
getting. I was listening.
Yeah, and getting her health back. So you had a question, and I wanted to get you in on this.
Okay, I've got a number of questions, but the one that's most affecting me right now, the others are long term, but is I moved down here about 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago, and I've never had allergies before.
Mm-hmm.
Now I really have some stinging in the eyes, and I just wonder if that's a normal allergy for around here, and it's especially in my left eye.
Well, I wouldn't say that allergies were normal in any respect unless you have thyroid issues.
No, I've been tested for thyroid over the years.
Talk to that, Julia.
Well, I have been tested, too, for everything. And you know what? I didn't show any problem with thyroid. And depending on where I lived in the States, I've lived in different places, I might or might not be allergic. That's why I did allergy shots in California. But I would have to say that here's the miracle for me, and it truly is a miracle. 2 months in treatment, and I am off all my asthma medication. And I've always had a problem with sinuses and drainage, and that's almost completely gone. So it's either thyroid or adrenals, as I'm learning. And once you feed them, then you know the body really does take it upon itself to heal itself.
I'm losing you.
Oh, you're cutting out. So it looks like she might be on a cell phone. She's cutting out. We'll see if we can get her. But get her back if she wants. But anyway, thanks for the call, Leanne. And the answer to the question is you got to fix your thyroid. And this is such a big misunderstanding because everybody has been led to believe that the blood work will reveal exactly what's going on, thus leading a practitioner to a strategy of correction or solution. And this is something that just broke my brain because I was, you know, even though I was educated in the East Asian medicine arts, still, you know, I was also educated in the Western medicine arts as well. And it broke my brain to realize that the blood test misses over 90% of all the functional information that is required to come to an effective strategy. And you would have to agree with that, wouldn't you, Julia?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I was tested numerous times to try to figure out what was going on. You know, was there an allergy that was setting off my allergy or allergic reactions and sinus problems? And, you know, I didn't show anything.
And so that's, I mean, that's a conundrum, right? It's got to be, it confused me.
Yep. Well, it's frustrating, and what you realize is that ultimately that, you know, if you really look at our food sources, and I had no idea there was so much in everything, and that is, I think, part of the problem is our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, unless you're very, very conscientious and have educated yourself or been educated, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
And how
you think, even though you think you're eating a balanced diet.
And I will tell you, most people will tell me when they first come in, and you know, is, you know, I'm eating pretty good compared to everybody else.
Right, right. And you think you are? You're convinced?
Well, yeah, of course.
You know better.
Well, if you follow the food pyramid, and now I'm not going to be able to use that anymore because they come up with the food plate.
Mm.
Yeah. So I haven't seen that quite yet. I'm looking forward to seeing the latest in guidance from the greatest minds of America. But if it's anything like the food pyramid, you know, you're guaranteed to get sick.
True.
But learning to read labels, and you can't do it completely on your own because you got to have the missing piece.
Right.
And the missing piece is that stuff that's provided with the evaluation. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And even things that you wouldn't think of, like having had a few surgeries and injuries and scars, never occurred to me that that could be causing a problem with my system.
Wasn't that wild?
That's very interesting.
I mean, when we got to the point where we found some of your food sensitivities and you were making changes there and you were taking the supplements primarily from Standard Process, and then there was this time when you were experiencing a little bit more symptoms again, and we found a scar,
right?
An active scar, and when I suggested the treatment for that using the high quality wheat germ oil from Standard Process and this cold laser light, what was the result?
Well, it's allowing me to move forward and to not have that blocking to good health is how I understand it. And all I really know is that I feel fantastic.
And at the end of the day, regardless of all the fancy talk and all the, you know, hype and all of this or that. For me, the only thing that makes the difference is results. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And again, if you're like me and you're just kind of curious as to, you know, why you can't achieve optimum health when you think you're following Western guidance and you know, some of the, like you say, the best minds say that, okay, this is the food pyramid, this is how you should be eating, and you try to eat healthy within that, it's you definitely know that there's something wrong and you need other answers.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, right. You know, if you eat the food pyramid, and in all fairness, you put that together with the quality of the food that is involved, right? I mean, we're America's number one when it comes to processed foods and garbage. But that will lead you to being incredibly unhealthy. And you have experienced this, and I have experienced this. And I know that so many of our friends and our family and colleagues and people we don't even know are experiencing this on a regular basis. You would agree with that now.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, if you'd have told me 2 months ago I could have been off all of my medicine, I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, this is a miracle.